This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. We continue our majalis of dhikr. We continue our majalis of ilm. We continue our majalis of learning the Arabic language because we want to understand the language of the Noble Quran. Because we want to understand the ahadith of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because we acknowledge that the Arabic language is the language of al-Islam. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, in this majlis, we will begin lesson number 31 of Medina Arabic Book 3. But before that, a little bit of revision from Medina Arabic Book 2. We will be covering lessons 28, 29 and 30, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. So what did we learn in Medina Arabic Book 2, lesson number 28, 29 and 30? We learned about Arini. Arini, show me. Arini kitabaka, show me your book. Arini kitabaka, show me your book. We learned about ba'du in the context where it means yet, in the negative context. For example, lam yarji' ilayya ba'du. He has not yet returned. He has not yet returned. Lam yarji', he has not yet returned. Ilayya, to me, ba'du. He has not yet returned to me as yet. Jamil. We also learned about lamma. Lamma could mean not yet. And lamma can also mean when such and such. Example. Lamma yarji'. Lamma yarji'. He has not yet returned. Lamma yarji'. Has not yet returned. So we used a fi'il mudari'. But if we use a past tense, then it means when such and such. Lamma sami'tu al-jarasa. Lamma sami'tu al-jarasa. When I heard the bell. Dakhaltu al-fasla. I entered the classroom. Lamma sami'tu al-jarasa. Dakhaltu al-fasla. MashaAllah. We also covered in lesson number 29 the word qattu and the word abadan. Abadan is used for emphasis in the negation for the future, and qattu is used for emphasis negation of the past. Example, lam aktub ilayhi qattu. I never wrote to him. I've never ever written to him. Lam aktub ilayhi qattu. Lam aktub ilayhi qattu. Past tense. I've never written to him. And lan aktuba ilayhi abadan. Future. Lam aktub ilayhi abadan. Lan aktuba ilayhi abadan. Lan aktuba. Lan aktuba ilayhi abadan. I will never write to him in the future. I will never write to him ever. Jamil. What does la wa shukran mean? No thanks. La wa shukran means no thanks. Walhamdulillah. What that, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we've covered Muraja'a of Medina Arabic Book 1 and now completed Muraja'a of Arabic Book 2. Walhamdulillah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. We move on to our main lesson, and that is Medina Arabic Book 3, lesson number 31. So in this lesson, we will be covering the hal, the state of this person. So we have the sahibul hal, the person that we are talking about, the object, the one we are discussing, etc., the sahibul hal. So when we express the state of that sahibul hal, this is called the hal. Example, Ja'a Bilalun Rakiban. Ja'a Bilalun Rakiban. Ja'a Bilalun Rakiban. Bilal came riding. Bilal came. What state did he come? How did he come? He came in a state of riding. He came while driving. Excellent, mashallah. So that's what we will be covering in this lesson. And there's different categories of the sahibul hal. And they will explain all of those matters in the lesson. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Let us go through the exercise, inshallah. So we have al-mudarrisu, the teacher. مَا لَكَ مُتْعَبًا يَا أَحْمَدُ. Why are you so tired, O Ahmed? So mut'aban is his hal, his state. So mut'aban is our hal. Ma laka mut'aban ya Ahmadu. So Ahmed's hal is that he is mut'aban, he is tired. Ma laka mut'aban ya Ahmadu. Ma laka mut'aban ya Ahmadu. So Ahmed says, Sami'tu ranin al-jarasi. I heard the ringing of the bell. Sami'tu ranin al-jarasi. Sami'tu ranin al-jarasi. Wa ana fi ghurfati. Wa ana fi ghurfati. Wa ana fi ghurfati. And I was in my room. Faji'tu musri'an. Faji'tu musri'an. Faji'tu musri'an. And so I came quickly. I rushed and I came. Musri'an. That was his hal. That was his state. He came what? He came rushing. Fata'ibtu, fata'ibtu. And so I got tired. I was in the room and then I heard the bell and thus I rushed and I came and thus I'm now tired. So the mudarris says, Aina Samirun? Aina Samirun? Where is Samir? And then we have brother Ali. He says, Da'at sa'atuhu, da'at sa'atuhu. His watch is lost. Da'at, to get lost. What got lost? Da'at sa'atuhu. His watch got lost. Fakharaja yabhathu anha. Fakharaja yabhathu anha. And so he exited looking for it. He exited and he went looking for it. Bahatha yabhathu. He's searching for it. Then the mudarris says, وَأَيْنَ زَهِيرٌ وَصَدِيقَاهُ وَأَيْنَ زَهِيرٌ وَصَدِيقَاهُ. And where's Zahir and his two friends? So then we have brother Ahmed. He says, رَأَيْتُهُمْ خَارِجِينَ. I saw them exiting. رَأَيْتُهُمْ. I saw them, all of them, خَارِجِينَ, exiting, مِنَ الْمَطْعَمِ, from the restaurant. Al-mudarrisu, اِقْرَئِ الْآيَاتِ يَا أَحْمَدُ. So Ahmed, yaqifu Ahmedu, Ahmed stands, iqra' jalisan. The teacher says, iqra' jalisan. Read while seated. Read while your hal is that you are sitting. No need to stand. Iqra' jalisan, iqra' jalisan. And so Ahmed says, uhibbu an aqra'a waqifan. Uhibbu an aqra'a waqifan. Uhibbu an aqra'a waqifan. I love to stand and read. Yasta'idhu wa yubasmilu. He says, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. That is, yubasmilu. And yasta'idhu, A'udhu billah. Jameel. Rabbi ighfirli. Oh Allah, forgive me, wali walidayya, and my parents, wali man dakhala, and whoever enters, bayti, my house, mu'mina, mu'mina, in a state of iman. Whoever enters into my house as a believer, oh Allah, you forgive them. Jameel. Waja'u abahum isha'an yabkun. Waja'u, and they came. Abahum, to their father, and they came to their father, Isha, and at the time of Isha, the evening, Yabkun, in their hal, their state, Yabkun, they were crying. The brothers of Yusuf, alayhi salam, they come back with crocodile tears, and they say, oh, our father, the wolf ate Yusuf, Allahu musta'an. Alam tara ila alladhina kharaju, have you not looked at those who left? Min diyarihim, from their lands, from their cities, wahum ulufun, and they were thousands, they were thousands. Ayuhibbu ahadukum, does love any one of you, do any one of you love, an ya'kula, to eat, lahma akhihi, the flesh of his brother, maytan, while his brother is dead. Would you like to eat the dead flesh of your brother? Allahu musta'an. Allahu musta'an. And that is what ghiba is. Backbiting and speaking ill about people behind their backs. You are eating the dead flesh of your brother. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. The mudarris then says, Iqra al-haditha ya Aliyu. So Ali reads, عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا مريض العبد إذا مريض العبد. If the slave gets sick, أو سافر أو travels كتب له is written for him مثل ما كان يعمل as he would do actions مقيما as a resident صحيحا as somebody who is healthy رواه البخاري. So basically that if the servant he travels or he is sick then he gets the reward of the actions that he would usually do when he was a resident and when he was well. Because now he's a traveler, he shortens. But he gets the reward of reading full. He's sick now and he sits and prays. He gets the reward of a full prayer as though he stood. Why? Because generally under normal circumstances, he would pray it properly. Walhamdulillah. And so this is from the fadl and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اقرأ البيت يا أبا بكر. Read the lines of poetry. Bait the abiyat. Read the lines of poetry, O Abu Bakr. حتى متى أنت وفي لهو وفي لعب that حتى until when متى when أنت في لهو that until when you're gonna continue in lahu in play وفي لعب and amusement lahu is amusement and لعب is play so until when are you gonna continue in amusement and in play playing around الله مستعان. Then the Mudarris says, شَبَّهَ الشَّاعِرُ الْمَوْتَ that the poet, he has made a similarity between death, بِأَسَدٍ فَاتِحٍ فَاهْ فَاتِحٍ فَاهْ that he made a comparison between death and the Asad, the lion, with its mouth open. With its mouth open. Right? Allahu A'lam, there might have been something missing in this passage here, because the lines of poetry have nothing to do with a lion. Right? Hatta mata anta wa fi lahwin wa fi la'ibin, shabbaha al-sha'iru al-mawta bi asadin fatihin fah. يَرِنُّ الْجَرَسُ وَيَخْرُجُ الْمُدَرِّسُ قَائِلًا The bell rings and the teacher comes out while saying قَائِلًا See, while his state is, he is saying وَفَّقَكُمُ اللَّهِ May Allah grant you all tawfiq وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ And may the peace and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ تمارين أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية لماذا كان أحمد متعبا Why was Ahmed tired? كان متعبا لأنه جاء مسرعا Because he came hurriedly He came quickly He came while in a state of rush كان متعبا لأنه جاء مسرعا جميل Number two لما خرج سمير لما خرج سمير Why did Samir leave? خرج سمير لأنه ضاعت ساعته فخرج يبحث عنها خرج سمير لأنه ضاعت because lost his watch لأنه ضاعت ساعته because his watch got lost فخرج يبحث عنها and so he left looking for it searching for it جميل Number three من الذي قرأ البيت من الذي قرأ البيت Who's the one who read the lines of poetry It was أبو بكر جميل So جواب هو أبو بكر هو أبو بكر هو أبو بكر والحمد لله Number two, then the author states, جئت مسرعاً, I came quickly, I rushed and I came. هنا مسرعاً is our حال, our state. So this person came, how did they come? How did they come? What was their state? Their state was that they were rushing, they were in a state of hurry. الحال وصف فضلة يذكر لبيان هيئة صاحبه. It is mentioned to show the state of that person. The state of that person, the hay'ah, the state of that person. Example, جاء حامد راكبا دراجته جاء حامد راكبا دراجته So راكبا دراجته riding his bicycle. This shows us the hal of this person. They could have just stopped with جاء حامد. خلاص, we know Hamid came. But how did he come? What was his state? Was he happy? Was he smiling? Was he sad? Did he come riding? Did he fly in? What was his state, his hal? جاء حامد راكبا دراجته riding his bicycle. اشتريت الدجاجة مذبوحة I bought a chicken sliced chicken, slaughtered chicken, madbuhatan, already sliced. So it was not live, rather it was sliced, it was slaughtered. اشتريتُ الدجاجة, اشتريتُ الدجاجة madbuhatan. هذا أستاذنا, هذا أستاذنا. This is our teacher. داخلا الفصل, داخلا الفصل. This is our teacher entering the classroom. His hal, he's entering the classroom. وصاحب الحال, صاحب الحال is the person or the object or the thing that I'm talking about. So for example here, it was أستاذنا. In the previous sentence, it was that chicken. The chicken was slaughtered. Before that, it was brother Hamid who came while he was riding his bicycle. They are called the صاحب الحال. إما فاعل, could be a فاعل, could be the doer. Example, خرج الطلاب من قاعة الامتحان. The students left, exited from the examination room. مسرورين, 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 that was their حال. They were happy. They left from the examination room in a state of happiness, mashallah. Again, خرج الطلاب من قاعة الامتحان مسرورين, مسرورين, in a state of happiness. So here, our صاحب الحال is the طلاب, طلاب. And what's our حال? مسرورين, مسرورين, مسرورين was related to who? It's the حال of who? It's the حال of the طلاب, of the students. وإما نائب فاعل, example, يؤكل اللحم مطبوخا, يؤكل اللحم مطبوخا, that meat, it is eaten, مطبوخا, it is eaten after being cooked, it is eaten cooked. جيد, that meat, يؤكل is eaten, مطبوخا, مطبوخا, cooked. Again, يؤكل اللحم مطبوخا, يؤكل اللحم مطبوخا. So مطبوخا is our حال, is our حال. جيد, excellent. And our صاحب الحال is the نائب فاعل, which is يؤكل. Then وإما مفعول به, أو صاحب الحال could be the مفعول به. اشتريت الكتاب مجلدا, اشتريت الكتاب مجلدا. I bought a book مجلدا. What type of book? What's the حال? What can you tell us about this book here? What's the حال, the state of this book? مجلدا, not a magazine, but rather مجلدا, a volume. اشتريت الكتاب مجلدا. So كتابة is our صاحب الحال. It's also the مفعول به, and مجلدا is our حال. وإما خبر, that the صاحب الحال could be the خبر. هذا الهلال طالعا, هذا الهلال طالعا, that this هلال, this crescent is rising, this crescent is rising. هذا الهلال طالعا, this crescent is rising. طالعا is our حال, and our صاحب الحال is the خبر. وإما مبتدا, صاحب الحال could be our مبتدا. دخلت على المدير, دخلت على المدير. وعنده مدرسنا جالسا, وعنده مدرسنا جالسا. So جالسا is our حال. دخلت على المدير, I entered upon the principal. وعنده, and with him, مدرسنا, our teacher, جالسا. Excellent. الأصل في صاحب الحال أن يكون معرفة, وقد يكون نكرة عند وجود مسوغ, وهو أحد أمور أربعة. That generally the صاحب الحال, it will be in the معرفة form, but sometimes it could be نكرة. When could it be نكرة? When there's a reason for that. And then they list for us four scenarios where the صاحب الحال could be نكرة, inshallah. Number one, أن يتقدم عليه الحال, that the hal comes before the صاحب الحال. Example, جاءني سائلا طالب, جاءني سائلا طالب, جاءني سائلا طالب. That a student came to me asking, a student came to me with questions. Number two, أن يخصص بوصف أو إضافة. Example, جاءني طالب مواظب مستأذنا في الخروج, جاءني طالب مواظب مستأذنا في الخروج. طالب مواظب, مواظب meaning regular student. came to me a regular student, مستأذناً. What's his حال? مستأذناً في الخروج, seeking permission to exit, seeking permission to leave the classroom. جاءني طبيب أسنان, came to me a dentist, طبيب أسنان, doctor of the teeth. مستفتياً, seeking answer, seeking a fatwa, seeking some sort of answer to maybe a question. جاءني طبيب أسنان مستفتياً. جاءني طبيب أسنان مستفتياً. جاءني طبيب أسنان مستفتياً. Number three, أن يسبقه نفي أو نهي, that there comes before it a prohibition or negation, or istifham, or a question. Example, ما جاء اليوم أحد متأخرا. ما جاء اليوم أحد متأخرا. That there has not come anyone today late. No one's come late today. ما جاء اليوم, no one's come today. أحد متأخرا, anyone late. No one's come late today. لا يدخل أحد, لا يدخل أحد, no one's to enter. قاعة الامتحان, the hall of the examination, examination hall. In what state? حاملا حقيبته, حاملا حقيبته, carrying his bag. No one's allowed to enter the examination hall carrying their bag. أجاء اليوم أحد متأخرا. أجاء اليوم أحد متأخرا. Has anyone come late today? أجاء اليوم. Has anyone come? أحد, anyone. متأخرا, late. Has anyone come late today? So we saw there was a نهي, there was a نفي, there was a question. أن يكون الحال بعده جملة مقرونة بالواو. That after the حال, there's a sentence which has a واو attached to it. أو كالذي مر على قرية. أو كالذي, أو like the one, مر على قرية, who walked past a village. وهي خاوية على عروشها. خاوية على عروشها, fallen down upon its roof, fallen down upon its roof. جيد. أو كالذي مر على قرية وهي خاوية على عروشها. خاوية, fallen down, على عروشها, upon its roof. جيد. وقد تجيء الحال من النكرة بلا مسوغ كما في الحديث. Or for example, there could be the case where the hal, it is in the nakira form and there's no real, you know, reason behind it. صلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قاعدا. رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, he prayed while seated. وصلى وراءه, and prayed behind him. رجال, رجال, men. قياما, in a state of standing. رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم prayed while he was seated and the men behind him, they were praying standing. This was when our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had some difficulty in standing, when our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was ill. Al-hal al-jumla. قد تكون الحال جملة. Maybe the hal is a sentence. اسمية أو فعلية. Maybe it's not just one word, but rather it's a verbal sentence or a nominal sentence. Example, جلست أستمع إلى تلاوة القرآن الكريم. جلست, I sat. أستمع إلى تلاوة القرآن الكريم. I sat while listening to the noble Quran, من الإذاعة, from the radio. So, جلست, I sat. Then, أستمع إلى تلاوة القرآن الكريم. That's our حال. That, what's your state? I sat. What's your state? My state is that I sat while listening. I sat listening. What am I doing? I'm listening to the noble Quran, من الإذاعة, from the radio, from the radio station. والحمد لله. The next one, التحقت بالجامعة. I joined the university. وقد تخرج أخي. وقد تخرج أخي. I joined the university after my brother had graduated. التحقت بالجامعة. وقد تخرج أخي. وقد تخرج أخي. After my brother had graduated. Number three. حفظت القرآن وأنا صغير. I memorized the noble Quran when I was young. جاء الجريح دمه يتدفق. two here. حفظت القرآن وأنا صغير. I memorized the noble Quran وأنا صغير. وأنا صغير. While I was young. So that was my حال. وأنا صغير. The other one. جاء الجريح. The injured one came. دمه يتدفق. What state? That his blood was gushing forth. دمه, his blood. يتدفق, gushing out. يتدفق, يتدفق. جاء الجريح, دمه يتدفق. تشتمل الحال الجملة على رابط يربطها بصاحبها. That the حال جملة, the sentence type of حال, that it joins between يربطها بصاحبها. There's obviously a link between the حال sentence and the person or the object of this حال. والرابط إما الضمير وحده, and the link could be either the ضمير. So for example, جاءوا أباهم عشاء يبكون. جاءوا, they came, أباهم, to their father, عشاء, at the time of عشاء, they came at the time of عشاء, the evening, يبكون, يبكون. So يبكون here was their حال, their state, جيد. And so يبكون is the حال. وإما الواو وحده. Example, وصلت إلى مكة والشمس تغرب. وصلت إلى مكة والشمس تغرب. I arrived in Mecca while the sun was setting. إما واو, the واو alone. The واو here indicates the link between صاحب الحال and the حال. وإما الواو والضمير معا. Maybe the واو and the ضمير. خرجوا من ديارهم. They exited, they left from their lands, from their places of residence. وهم ألوف. وهم ألوف. And they were thousands. They were thousands. So the واو and also the ضمير here, they are the link between the حال and the صاحب الحال. Jameel, so enough of the theory, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. Let's get cracking with the exercise number 3. استخرج من الدرس ما ورد فيه من أمثلة الحال. Look into the lesson and pull out all of the examples of the حال, inshallah. Jameel. So if we have to open up to the exercise, we find there, what do we find? We find, ما لك متعبا يا أحمد. ما لك متعبا يا أحمد. So متعبا is our حال. ما لك متعبا. Why are you tired, O Ahmed? جميل. Then moving on, we find, سمعت رنين الجرس. سمعت رنين الجرس. I heard the ringing of the bell. وأنا في غرفتي. وأنا في غرفتي. That's my حال. وأنا في غرفتي. While I was in my room. وأنا في غرفتي. جميل. Then, فجئت مسرعا. And I came hurriedly. I came in a rush. I came quickly. فجئت مسريعا. مسريعا. مسريعا is our حال. فجئت مسريعا. I came quickly. جميل. Then we find فخرج يبحث عنها. فخرج, he exited. يبحث عنها. يبحث عنها. He left looking for it. He left looking for it. He left searching for it. That's his حال. فخرج يبحث عنها. فخرج يبحث عنها. فخرج يبحث عنها. جميل. We also find there, رأيتهم خارجين من المطعم. I saw them exiting from the restaurant. So خارجين, خارجين. فرأيتهم, رأيتهم, رأيتهم خارجين من المطعم. رأيتهم خارجين من المطعم. رأيتهم خارجين من المطعم. I saw them exiting from the restaurant. اقرأ جالسا. اقرأ جالسا. Read while seated. Read while your حال is that you are seated. What did he say? أحب أن أقرأ واقفا. أحب أن أقرأ واقفا. أحب أن أقرأ واقفا. I love to read while standing. My حال to be in a standing state. You know, we say كيف حالك? How's your state? أنا بخير والحمد لله. I am well with the praise of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. جميل. Then there were the verses of the Noble Quran. ربي اغفر لي ولوالدي. Oh Allah, forgive me and my parents. ولمن دخل بيتي. And whoever enters into my house. In what state? مؤمنة. مؤمنة. What's their hal? They are believers. مؤمنة. So مؤمنة is our hal. وجاءوا أباهم عشاء يبكون. يبكون يبكون is our hal. Also, ألم تر إلى الذين خرجوا من ديارهم وهم ألوف وهم ألوف وهم ألوف وهم ألوف. And they were thousands. وهم ألوف وهم ألوف. That is our hal. أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا. Do you love to eat of your brother ميتا, when your brother is dead, when the hal of your brother is that he is dead, his body, his corpse, الله المستعان. أيحب أحدكم, does any one of you love, أن يأكل, to eat, لحم أخيه, flesh of his brother, not just flesh of his brother when his brother is alive, ميتا, that his brother is dead, the corpse you want to eat from the body of your dead brother. What is that? That's the example given with regards to backbiting. You're talking about your brother and he's not present. You're talking bad about him. You're talking evil about him. If it's true, then it is ghiba. And if it is false, then it is slander. Either way, you shouldn't dabble in those matters. Allah protect us. Allah purify our lips. Allahu musta'an. Then there was also the example, إِذَا مَرِضَ الْعَبْدُ أَوْ سَافَرَ كُتِبَ لَهُ مِثْلُ مَا كَانَ يَعْمَلُ مُقِيمًا صَحِيحًا. That's our hal. مُقِيمًا صَحِيحًا. جميل. يَخْرُجُ الْمُدَرِّسُ قَائِلًا. So قَائِلًا is also our hal. يَخْرُجُ الْمُدَرِّسُ قَائِلًا. The teacher exited saying. The teacher exited while he stayed, while he was saying. Excellent, mashallah. So that covers exercise number 3, mashallah, tabarakallah. Exercise number 4 now. عين الحال وصاحبها فيما يلي. فيما يلي. So they give us sentences. They want us to pick out the hal and also the صاحب الحال. They want to test us now, mashallah. So the hal and the صاحب الحال. Let's see. Bismillah. دخلت المستشفى مريضا. دخلت المستشفى مريضا وخرجت منه معافى والحمد لله. دخلت المستشفى مريضا. I entered the hospital sick. My hal, my state was I was sick. وخرجت منه معافى. And I exited from it معافى. Well, all was good. والحمد لله. And all praise is due to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. جميل. What's our hal here? Number one, مريضا. I entered the hospital مريضا. And I exited the hospital معافى. So those are our two hals. مريضا and معافى. جميل. And then what is the صاحب الحال? The صاحب الحال is myself. I'm the person who's being spoken about, myself. So here we find دخلتو, تو. This is the تاء of the فاعل, دخلتو and خرجتو. The تو, this is our صاحب الحال. Excellent. Number two, أحب اللحم مشويا. I love meat مشويا grilled. والسمك مقليا and fish fried. والبيضة مسلوقا and eggs boiled. And eggs boiled. جيد. So he loves meat grilled, fish fried, and eggs boiled. MashaAllah. So simple here. مشويا, مقليا, and مسلوقا. They are all our hals. They are all the hals. Meat, what's its hal? What type of hal he requires it in? He requires it mashwiyan, grilled. And then fish, maqliyan, fried. And the eggs, masluqan, boiled. So what's our sahib al-hal? Well, for each one, a different item. With regards to mashwiyan, then it's the laham. The laham must be mashwiyan. With regards to maqliyan, then it's the samak, it's the fish. And with regards regards to masluqan, boiled, it's the bayd, al-bayd, jameel. So those are the three halves and the three sahib al-halves. Jameel, mashallah. Number three, ماذا قال لك المدرس مشيرا بيده إلى اللوحة؟ ماذا قال لك المدرس؟ What did the teacher say to you? مشيرا, while pointing, his hal was, he was pointing, بيده, with his hand, إلى اللوحة, to the board, to the chart, to the poster. So here, mushiran, 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 pointing, mushiran, pointing. So that's our hal. And who is the sahib al-hal? Who did the pointing? It's the mudarris. The mudarris is the sahib al-hal. Number four, ma laka hazinan, ma laka hazinan, ma laka hazinan. Why are you sad? Why are you sad? Why are you in a state of sadness? Our hal is hazinan, hazinan, state of sadness. And who am I talking to? Who is the object? Who is the sahib al-hal? It's the person that I'm talking to, that kaf, that kaf, that kaf of khitab, ma laka, ka, ka, the person I'm talking to, ma laka, why are you in a state of sadness? Jameel. So the kaf is our sahib al-hal, the person I'm speaking to. Number five, ja'atni at-tiflatu bakiyatan, ja'atni, came to me, at-tiflatu, the small girl, the infant girl, what state? Bakiyatan, 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 crying. The small girl came to me crying. Waraja'at, waraja'at, and she returned. Dahikatan, dahikatan, laughing. So what's our two hals here? Bakiyatan and dahikatan. Bakiyatan and dahikatan, crying and laughing. And who is our sahib al-hal? At-tiflatu. At-tiflatu, jayid. At-tiflatu, she came bakiyatan. And then, raja'at. That ta is indicative of that same kid for the next sentence. So when she raja'at, jayid, excellent. Number six, qabaltu akhawati, qabaltu akhawati, I met my sisters, raji'atin min al-madrasati, raji'atin min al-madrasati, I met my sisters while they were returning from school. So raji'atin is our hal, while they were returning from school. So raji'at is our hal, and sahib al-hal, we are talking about akhawati, my sisters. Number seven, كلمني المدرس ماشيين, كلمني المدرس ماشيين, كلمني المدرس ماشيين, the teacher spoke to me ماشيين, while walking, the teacher spoke to me while walking. So our hal is ماشيين, our hal is ماشيين. And what is the sahib al-hal? Well, there's two sahib al-hals here. One is the mudarris. Mudarris was walking. And also myself. So two people were walking. Kallamani al-mudarrisu mashiyaini. While both of us were walking. While two of us were walking. So the mashiyain indicates it's the sahib al-hal. One is the mudarris and one is myself. One is myself. Going back to the kallamani. Excellent. Number eight. أَمَوْزُونًا يُبَاعُ التَّمْرُ أَمْ مَكِيلًا أَمَوْزُونًا, that by weight, يُبَاعُ التَّمْرُ, by weight, dates are being sold, are sold, أَمْ مَكِيلًا, or by volume, the dates are sold by kilograms, by weight, or by volume. Again, أَمَوْزُونًا, أَمَوْزُونًا, يُبَاعُ التَّمْرُ أَمْ مَكِيلًا, أَمْ مَكِيلًا, so مَوْزُونًا and makilan, mawzunan and makilan, in that state. Those are our hals. And what are we talking about? What's the sahib al-hal? At-tamru, dates. At-tamru. Number nine. Lima sallayta qa'idan, lima sallayta qa'idan, why did you pray while seated? Why did you pray sitting? So qa'idan is our hal. Why did you pray in the hal of sitting? So qa'idan is our hal. And who is the sahib al-hal? Sallayta, the person I'm talking to. Sallayta, sallayta, lima sallayta. And so here it's the ta of the fa'il. Lima sallayta qa'idan. Number 10. هؤلاء أبنائي خارجين من البيت. هؤلاء أبنائي These are my sons. These are my sons. خارجين من البيت. Exiting from the house. Leaving the house. هؤلاء أبنائي. هؤلاء أبنائي. These are my sons. خارجين. They state their حال. خارجين من البيت. Exiting from the house. So, خارجين. خارجين is our حال. And who are we talking about? أبنائي. They are the صاحب الحال. Number 11. حامدٌ. مفردا أقوى من أعدائه مجتمعين ما شاء الله. So we're talking about brother Hamid. حامد. حامد مفردا. حامد مفردا. حامد alone. So what's his حال? He's alone. مفردا is the حال of brother Hamid. So مفردا is our حال and Hamid is one of the صاحب الحالس. جميل. أقوى من أعدائه is stronger than his enemies مجتمعين. His enemies together. So our two حالس are number one مفردا alone and مجتمعين all together. And the mufradan, it is linked with the sahib al-hal, who is hamidun. And mujtami'ina is linked to the enemies, a'da'ihi, a'da'ihi again. Hamidun mufradan aqwa, hamid alone is stronger, min a'da'ihi, than his enemies, mujtami'ina all together. Number 12, أراكبين جئتم أم ماشين؟ أراكبين جئتم أم ماشين؟ أراكبين جئتم أم ماشين؟ Did you people come riding or walking? أراكبين جئتم, you people came riding, you came riding, you came on the car, you came on the bus. أم ماشين or walking? Our جواب here, راكبين and ماشين, our two حالس. راكبين in the حال of راكبين, in the حال of ماشين. And what's our صاحب الحال? The people we're talking to, جئتم, تم تم, the تاء of the فاعل, جئتم. Excellent. Number 13, قال الله تعالى, وما خلقنا السماء والأرض. And we've not created the sky and the earth. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا And that which is in between it. لَاعِبِينَ Out of play, amusement. We've not created this for no reason. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ In what حال? لَاعِبِينَ لَاعِبِينَ is our حال. جيد. And then, who is our صاحب الحال? The ضمير المتكلم. The na, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا And we have not created. That's the صاحب الحال. جميل. Then we move on to exercise number 5. أكمل الجمل الآتية بوضع الحال الواردة في المثال في الأماكن الخالية بعد تغييرها لتناسب صاحبها. علما بأن الحال تطابق صاحبها في الإفراد والتثنية والجمع وفي التذكير والتأنيث. That basically the حال must match the صاحب الحال in terms of gender, in terms of number, etc., etc. And so they give us the sentence: دخل الطالب قاعة الامتحان مستعدا. So دخل الطالب, the student entered قاعة الامتحان, the examination hall. And let's put a hal there, مستعداً, ready. He entered the examination hall in a state of readiness. Or you could also say خائفاً, خائفاً. He entered the examination hall frightened, afraid, خائفاً. So again, دخل الطالب قاعة الامتحان خائفاً, خائفاً, خائفاً. Excellent. Number 2, دخل الطلاب, so now plural, دخل الطلاب قاعة الامتحان خائفين, خائفين. Not خائفاً, that's for one person, one male. But now خائفين, خائفين. Again, دخل الطلاب قاعة الامتحان خائفين. جميل. Number 3, دخلت الطالبة قاعة الامتحان. The female student entered the examination hall خائفة. خائفة. سمية was خائفة. Excellent. Number 4. دخلت الطالبات. Group of female students. دخلت الطالبات قاعة الامتحان خائفات. 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 Basically, our حال needs to adjust itself to the صاحب الحال. ما شاء الله. Number 6. عين الجملة الحالية فيما يأتي واذكر الرابط في كل واحدة منها. Number 1. حججت وأنا صغير. حججت وأنا صغير. I made hajj when I was young. So our hal sentence is وَأَنَا صَغِيرٌ. حَجَجْتُ, I made hajj when my hal was وَأَنَا صَغِيرٌ. وَأَنَا صَغِيرٌ is our hal. وَأَنَا صَغِيرٌ is our hal, and it's a hal sentence. Jameel. And then they ask us, what's the link, what's the rabit between our hal and our sahib al-hal, and our answer would be here that wow, wa وَأَنَا. Jayid, the waw and also the dhamir. The waw is our rabit and ana also our rabit. So it's the waw and it's also the dhamir in ana. Those are the rabit. Rabit meaning the link. Jayid, hajajtu wa ana saghirun. What's the link between both of them? It's that waw and it's also the ana. Jameel. Number 2. لا تقربوا الصلاة وأنتم سكارى. لا تقربوا الصلاة وأنتم سكارى. Don't come close to salah when your hal, when your state is that you are drunk. So وأنتم سكارى. وأنتم سكارى is our hal sentence. وأنتم سكارى. وأنتم سكارى. وأنتم سكارى. And you people are intoxicated. That's our hal sentence. What's the rabbit? What's the link? It's the waw in wa antum. It's the waw. And also the antum. Wa antum. The waw and the antum. The waw and the antum. Jameel. So the waw and the dhamir antum. Number 3. Kharajna. Kharajna. Natanazzahu. Kharajna. Natanazzahu. 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 Kharajna. Natanazzahu. We left for a short visit, a short like excursion or small holiday. خرجنا نتنزه نتنزه. So نتنزه is our hal sentence. نتنزه نتنزه. And what's our rabit between the صاحب الحال and our hal? It's the ضمير مستتر. ضمير مستتر نتنزه نتنزه. The ضمير within it, built into it, that is our رابط إن شاء الله. Next one. وصل الطبيب وقد مات الجريح. وصل الطبيب. The doctor arrived. وقد مات الجريح. The doctor arrived after the جريح. The injured one died. وصل الطبيب. The doctor arrived. وقد مات الجريح. After the جريح. After the injured one had died. Allahu musta'an. And so our hal sentence would be وَقَدْ مَاتَ الْجَرِيحُ وَقَدْ مَاتَ الْجَرِيحُ وَقَدْ مَاتَ الْجَرِيحُ. Our rabbit is that wow. Wow. The وَقَدْ مَاتَ الْجَرِيحُ. Number 5. جَلَسَتْ الطَّالِبَاتُ. جَلَسَتْ الطَّالِبَاتُ. The female students, they sat. يَكْتُبْنَ الْوَاجِبَاتِ. They sat while the hal was that they were writing their homework. يَكْتُبْنَ الْوَاجِبَاتِ. يَكْتُبْنَ الْوَاجِبَاتِ is our hal sentence. يَكْتُبْنَ الْوَاجِبَاتِ. يَكْتُبْنَ الْوَاجِبَاتِ is our hal sentence. And what is our rabit? Our rabit is that noon in the yaktubna, the dhamir, yaktubna, the noon in the yaktubna, which indicates that we are talking about those female students. Number 6. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And say صلى الله عليه وسلم when you hear his name. يا أيها الناس. O you people. O you people. أفشوا السلام. Spread the salam. Spread the salam to one and all. أفشوا السلام. وأطعموا الطعام. And feed the people food. Give the people food. Feed people left, right and center. وصلوا الأرحام. وصلوا الأرحام. And join family ties. And join the family ties. وصلوا بالليل. And pray. You should all pray at night. والناس نيام. When people are asleep, then what will you get? تدخلوا الجنة. You people will enter جنة ربكم تدخلوا جنة ربكم you will enter the paradise of your Rabb prepared by your Rabb بسلام in a state of سلام subhanallah this is that famous hadith called the hadith of سلام why? Because the narrator was Abdullah ibn As-Salam number two because the hadith begins with spread the salam and number three because the hadith ends with salam that you will enter Jannah in a state of salam walhamdulillah Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, this was the first public address of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he entered into Medina al-Munawwara. This occurred around the area of Quba, around the area of Masjid Quba. Again, Ya ayyuhan nas, afshu salam, wa at'imu at'am, wasilu al-arham. Join family ties, don't break the family ties. Wa sallu bil-layl wa nasu niyam. Pray at night when people are asleep. Tadukhulu jannata rabbikum bisalam. You will enter the jannah of your Rabb in a state of salam. Hadith reported by Imam al-Tirmidhi, wa ibn Majah, wa Ahmed, wa Darimi, etc., etc. Subhanallah, what a beautiful hadith, ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah. Nonetheless, what is our hal sentence here? وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ That you should pray at night. وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ When people, their hal is that they are asleep. وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامٌ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامٌ When people are asleep. And what is our rabbit? Our rabbit is that wow. وَالنَّاسُ وَالنَّاسُ جَمِيلٌ ما شاء الله. Exercise number 7. يقول كُلُّ طَالِبٍ جلست أقرأ I sat أقرأ I sat reading جلست أكتب I sat writing جلست أفكر I sat thinking pondering exercise number 8 فاتحا فاه فاتحا فاه فاه is the mouth فاتحا open with the mouth open with the mouth open جيد so they state فو من أسماء الخمسة That the foo here, the mouth, this is from the asma al-khamsa. Taqul, we say, Fuhu sagirun. Fuhu sagirun. His mouth is small. Igsil faka, wash your mouth. So in the marfu form, it's foo. In the mansub form, it's fa. And in the majroor form, it's fi. So again, Fuhu sagirun. His mouth is small. Igsil faka, wash your mouth. يقول بفيه ما ليس في قلبه يقول بفيه ما ليس في قلبه يقول بفيه he says with his mouth ما ليس that which is not في قلبه in his heart he's a منافق he says with his mouth what is not in his heart الله مستعان so it's فو it's فا and it is في this is from the أسماء الخمسة remember so it is with regards to فو it's with regards to ذو it's with regards to حمو etc it's with regards to أبو أبا and أبي جميل exercise number 9 لعبٌ مصدر لعب يلعب لعب يلعب لعب يلعب لعب he played يلعب he is playing and its مصدر is لعب وهو على وزن فاعل provide the مصدرs for the following كذب يكذب كذب يكذب كذب كذب يكذب كذب كذب يكذب كذب كذب he lied يكذب he is lying and كذب The verbal noun of lying. ضحك يضحك ضحك ضحك يضحك ضحك ضحك يضحك ضحك 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 is that he laughed. ضحك he laughed. يضحك he is laughing. And ضحك laughter. جميل. And we move on to the next one, exercise number 10. Provide the mudari for the following. Hawa yahwi, hawa yahwi, hawa yahwi, hawa, one's desires, one's wants. Jayid, hawa yahwi. You desire something, you want something. Hawa yahwi, hawa yahwi. And the next one, afsha yufshi. Afsha yufshi to spread something. Afshu salam abeinakum. Spread the salam amongst you. Number 11. Provide the plural for baitun. provide the plural for baytun. Baytun here meaning lines of poetry. So one baytun, many abiyatun, many abiyatun, abiyatun, jameel. بمعنى bayti shi'rin, lines of poetry. وَجَمْعَ famin, and provide the plural for famin. So one famun, many afwahun, 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 famun, afwahun, afwahun, jameel. Provide the singular for arhamun, 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 singular is rahimun, rahim, rahim, your family ties. Rahim is also the womb of your mother, the rahim of the woman, rahim. And thus we are linked via that, and so we call the arham, my close relatives, those that I'm linked to via the womb of my mother, jameel. The next one, provide the singular for sukara, sukara, many intoxicated. And so the singular is sakranu, sakranu, sakranu. Excellent. Number 13, niyamun jam'u na'imin wa na'imatin. So niyam is the plural of na'imun and na'imatun. Example, qiyamun jam'u qa'imin wa qa'imatin. Qala Allah Ta'ala, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا. Those who remember Allah قِيَامًا, while their hal is that they are standing. وَقُعُودًا, while they are seated. وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ, and upon their sides. وَقُعُود, قُعُود, it is the plural of قَاعِد, قَاعِد, and قَاعِدَةٌ. Example, in the famous hadith, خَرَجَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَإِذَا نِسْوَةٌ جُلُوسٌ. Our Rasul صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ exited, and the women, they were seated. رواه ابن ماجة في الجنائز, reported by Imam Ibn Majah رحمه الله. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, with that we've come to the end of this majlis, walhamdulillah. We've completed lesson number 31. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. We ask Allah to grant us khair and barakah in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah to increase us in the knowledge of the Arabic language, to make this knowledge be a proof for us and not a proof against us. Before we end off this majlis, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we take one hadith from 40 hadithan لتعليم اللغة العربية والتربية النبوية. عن عبد الله ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه. The famous companion, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, narrates, سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, سألت, I asked who? I asked رسول الله, who is the object, the رسول of Allah. He is the one I asked the question to. What's the question? أي العمل, what action? أي العمل, which action, what action? عمل, عمل, action. أحب إلى الله, most beloved to Allah. حب is love. أحب إلى الله, أحب إلى الله, what's action which is most beloved to Allah. Qala, he said, who said? Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-salatu ala waqtiha, as-salatu ala waqtiha, as-salatu ala waqtiha, that salah upon its time, upon its time. That when the time of salah comes in, you don't delay, you don't delay, you don't pray your salah 2 minutes, 5 minutes before the time ends. No, ala waqtiha, on its time, in the proper time. Qultu, I then said, Thumma ayyu, and then which? And then what's the most beloved action to Allah? That's number one. What's number two, Ya Rasulullah? قَالَ بِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ قَالَ بِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ قَالَ بِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. That obedience, being in the service to your parents, والدين, your father and your mother, بِرْ, بِرْ, showing piety and righteousness and obedience to your both parents. قُلْتُ ثُمَّ أَيُّ, and then I asked, and then what? And then what? Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala, he said, الْجِهَادُ, that striving, فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jihad, فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, muttafaq alayh, hadith reported by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim. So what does الصَّلَاةُ عَلَى وَقْتِهَا mean? صَلَاةُ عَلَى وَقْتِهَا means أي في وقتها, in its time, in its proper time. You don't pray after, you don't pray before, you pray in its time. And we have certain narrations, في أول وقتها, in its early time, except for صلاة العشاء. الوالدان, الأب والأم, الأب والأم, والدان, your father and your mother. What's بر الوالدين? طاعتهما, طاعتهما, obedience to both of them, ta'a of your father and your mother, fil ma'rufi, in all matters which are good and righteous, ma'ruf, that which is acceptable. You don't follow them in sin and say that I'm obedient to my parents. No, no, no. There's no obedience to your parents in the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal ihsan ilayhima. Not just obedience to them, but rather ihsan, ihsan. This is a higher level. Allahu musta'an, where are we from this prophetic advice? Wal ihsan ilayhima, and showing ihsan to both of them, to your father and your mother. Wa dhidduhu al-uququ. Al-uququ, the opposite of birrul walidain is called uquq. Uquq, this is disobedience to your father and your mother. Walladhi yabarru al-walidaini, the person who is righteous to his parents, he is called barrun. Barrun, that person is called barrun. And we also state that he is barun. Barun, jam'u al-barri abrarun. What's the plural of barri? Abrarun, they are the abrar. They are righteous and they show ihsan to their parents. They are the abrar. وَجَمْعُ الْبَارُ بَرَارَةٌ بَرَارَةٌ, that's the plural. بَرَارَةٌ بَرَارَةٌ, mashaAllah. What's al-jihad? Al-qitalu fi sabilillah, that fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أي تقول, we say for example, what does أي, أي mean? أي طالب غاب اليوم, أي طالب غاب اليوم, أي طالب, which student, غاب اليوم, is absent today. So the teacher asks in the morning, أي طالب غاب اليوم, which student is absent today, غاب, not present, غاب اليوم, absent today. من أي بلد أنت, from which country are you? من أي بلد, من أي بلد أنت, from which country are you? من أي بلد أنت. أي كتاب تريد, somebody is in the library, we ask him, أي كتاب, which book? أي كتاب تريد, أي كتاب تريد, أي كتاب تريد, which book do you want? سأل يسأل, سأل يسأل, سأل, he asked, يسأل, he is asking, سأل يسأل, سأل يسأل, and its مصدر is سؤال, 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 question, سؤال. And then we have some questions here. أجب عما يأتي, answer that which follows. ذكر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لابن مسعود, our Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم made mention to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, ثلاثة أمور, three matters. هي أحب الأمور إلى الله, they are the most beloved of matters, affairs to Allah. ما هي, what are they, what are they? Number one, الصلاة على وقتها, و بر الوالدين, والجهاد في سبيل الله. جميل. Number two, أي العمل أحب إلى الله, أي العمل أحب إلى الله, الصلاة على وقتها. من قال هذا, who said this, من قال هذا, قاله الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. ولمن, ولمن, to who, to who did he say this? لعبد الله ابن مسعود, to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Mention a hadith about salah in its early time, it's obviously the hadith that we've discussed. Mention a hadith about birru al-walidain, it's the same hadith. Mention a hadith about the virtue of jihad fi sabilillah, it's the same hadith, mashaAllah. من الصحابي الذي روى هذا الحديث, who's the sahabi who narrated this hadith? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, mashaAllah. من المحدث الذي أخرجه, who is the muhaddith who reported this hadith? Imam al-Bukhari wa Imam Muslim, mashaAllah. ما معنى على في قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة على وقتها, what does this على mean here? الصلاة على وقتها, what does صلاة upon its time mean? الصلاة في وقتها, الصلاة في وقتها, صلاة in its time, not before, not after its time. ما معنى بر الوالدين, ما معنى بر الوالدين, بر الوالدين means طاعتهما, obedience to both of them, في المعروف, in all matters good, والإحسان إليهما, and showing إحسان to both of them. ما ضده, what's the opposite of بر الوالدين, عقوق الوالدين, عقوق الوالدين, ما شاء الله. ما معنى الوالدين, الأب والأم, والدين, your father and your mother. ما معنى والدين؟ الأب والأم. ما شاء الله. ما معنى الجهاد في سبيل الله؟ القتال في سبيل الله. That's the first definition that it goes back to. القتال في سبيل الله. And then generally, all types of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the first meaning would be القتال في سبيل الله. أدخل كل كلمة مما يأتي في جملة مفيدة. Make a sentence with the following words. سأل المدرس الطالب. سأل المدرس الطالب. The teacher asked the student a question. من أي بلد أنت؟ أي. Make a sentence with that. من أي بلد أنت؟ من أي مدينة أنت؟ From which city are you? من أي بلد أنت؟ من أي قرية أنت؟ From which village are you? من أي فصل أنت؟ From which classroom are you? من أي مدرسة أنت؟ From which school are you? جميل, ما شاء الله. أحب. Make a sentence with أحب. That الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أحب إلي زوجتي. That the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم is more beloved to me than my wife. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أحب إلي من زوجتي. أحب إلي من أبي. أحب إلي من ولدي. The Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم is more beloved to me than my father, than my ولدي, than my ابني, than my son, etc. What is the plural of عمل? أعمال. 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 ما شاء الله. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our أعمال. We ask Allah to bless us and keep us blessed. We ask Allah to grant us خير and barakah. We ask Allah to make our studying, our learning, our striving for His sake alone. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect us in the company of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus until we meet again. إلى اللقاء. بارك الله فيكم. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.